This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Eco Chic. My name is Laura Diaz. It's really great to see you here today. I'm excited to share today's episode because it was one of the very first conversations that I've recorded in person. I am so thankful to have had the opportunity to spend a great amount of time with Zara Biabani. Zara and I have been internet friends for quite some time, and it was so great to not only meet her in person, really spend a great couple of days together, but also to record this episode on a really exciting new project that she has been driving forward, and that is In the Loop AI. In the Loop AI is an artificial intelligence tool aimed at making secondhand shopping easier and more accessible. I'm really excited for Zara to share this information with you and talk to you a little bit about In the Loop because it's a really, really exciting tool that started to roll out into the marketplace. There's 7 stores currently using it, and there are more stores learning and joining every day. I'm so excited to see this platform grow and to see this tool and this software really be rolled out to streamline and make the secondhand marketplace inherently more sustainable. I'm excited for you to listen to this conversation because it's a really great peek behind the curtain of something that is actively developing and really aimed at solving a very serious, glooming issue in an industry that we're all passionate about and buying into. The secondhand fashion space is growing every day. Folks are becoming more and more interested, and secondhand shopping has never been more popular. So discussing a tool like In the Loop has been a really powerful way to rethink the secondhand shopping place as we know it today. We also speculate a little bit about how secondhand shopping may change and how this may support both buyers and sellers. Overall, a really exciting conversation. I kind of felt like we were on Shark Tank. Like, she was giving me the behind the scenes of the business and how it works. And I'm so excited to share this with you so you can follow along and learn more, especially as news continues to roll out in the coming months, in the coming years. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share it with a friend. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast wherever you're listening right now. That's Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, wherever it may be. Subscribe. Make sure you're giving a rating or review. I really appreciate it. Share it with a friend. And with that, let's jump in to today's conversation about In the Loop AI with Zara Biabani. I will have all of Zara's links down below, as well as information to pre-order her upcoming book, Climate Optimism, releases on April 11th. We have an additional episode coming out about that, which I'm really excited about. But with that, let's jump in. I hope you enjoy today's conversation. Everyone's talking about AI. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about AI for secondhand fashion. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about In the Loop, what it is now, the transition, and the value of this technology.
Definitely. So In the Loop is a software that helps automate the process of generating secondhand online listings. So it is a transition from what was previously rented, The Loop. It was a rental service specifically for vetted, sustainable, and ethical fashion brands. And the goal with that business was to make sustainable and ethical fashion more accessible to people, specifically bringing down the price barrier. I realized a few months into it that I wanted to pivot the business for a couple business-related reasons. But on the sustainability side, we were still contributing to buying new garments. And I have been shopping secondhand for 99% of my wardrobe, except for undergarments, for the past 5 years. And I honestly never had a lot of problems with buying secondhand because I have a lot of thrift stores in my area and I'm straight sized. And when I buy secondhand online, I have the luxury of not being too worried about the sizing. But then when I started talking to a lot of people, I realized that was not the case for most people. A lot of people don't have good thrift stores or access to even get to a thrift store in their areas. And then when we're talking about online secondhand shopping, the variety in listings, some people will provide measurements, some people will not. There'll be really inconsistent information on the garment itself and the damage. This is a really big bottleneck for people who need the measurements, who really want to know that like what they're investing in is going to be a staple in their closet, because many times you can't even return on these platforms. And so that really was the impetus for what we've pivoted now to, which is In the Loop. And our thesis is we are making buying secondhand online more trustworthy by making selling secondhand online as easy as possible. The reason why there's not all that information buyers need on secondhand listings is because it takes too long to generate it for a seller. We are using artificial intelligence to make the process more seamless. Specifically within AI, we're using computer vision to detect the measurements of a garment based on just an image. And then what's called natural language processing, another branch of AI, to read the text and be able to categorize a garment's brand and the fabric composition and the machine wash care, and even the country or region of manufacturing. And then using another kind of AI, large language models, which we've seen with ChatGPT, to generate like a search engine optimized product description. So using all of these kind of artificial intelligence models to create a really robust secondhand online listing from just a picture. So it's easier again for the sellers and then more trustworthy for the buyers.
Quick break. Today's episode is brought to you by Caraway. Get a head start on spring cleaning with Caraway. Their thoughtfully designed sets and complimentary storage makes getting and staying organized easier than ever. You can now save 10% off the full line of Caraway products from their internet-famous cookware and their newly launched food storage set. I personally have the full range of Caraway cookware, and I absolutely love it. I started with the Dutch oven, and in the winter, it was perfect. I felt like it was a beautiful piece of cookware that I love to leave out of my stove. Really, really simple to clean. But now that the weather's getting a little warmer, I'm trying to experiment a little bit. I'm in this kind of like warm bowl salad phase of my cooking, and I love Caraway products to just make the cooking process so much more enjoyable. It really doesn't feel like a chore. Caraway cookware is super, super high quality. Their ceramic coated kitchenware is free of PTFEs such as Teflon, which you may be familiar with, lead, cadmium, and other toxic materials. The colors that Caraway cookware comes in is also super beautiful. I have the cream set. I have a girlfriend who has the pink set, and they're both really cute, and we always bond over how easy it is, again, to clean. I know I love to drive this point home, but it really does make such the difference in cookware. Ceramic is naturally a slick surface, so there's really minimal oil or butter needed for those kind of like slide off the pan eggs. And I really do believe the easier cookware is to clean and maintain and store, the more likely you are to use it and feed yourself really fabulous food. Get into cooking once again. Visit carawayhome.com/ecochic to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/ecochic or use code ecochic at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Really incredible how many aspects of the business you've considered in such a short period of time and how much is going into this software. We've talked a lot about the user experience at this point and the consumer experience of buying secondhand more seamlessly online, But ultimately, this is a B2B service. So let's talk a little bit about the businesses that you're targeting, the folks that you hope to actually use the software, which is thrift stores, secondhand shops.
Yeah, definitely. So initially, we want to serve specifically thrift stores, consignment stores, anyone selling secondhand, either just in brick and mortar and they want to expand online, or a hybrid, or if they're only online. By focusing there, we want to help these stores to increase their market, their customer segment, by expanding online, because, you know, e-commerce has obviously been booming for the last 10, 20 years. And it is important to be able to serve a larger audience, to have an online presence. And there are so many clothes that these thrift stores get, or these consignment stores get, that they just like even can't show on their, you know, store floors, or that it makes sense to have an online arm. And then there's several online only thrift and consignment stores that have a constant flow of inventory, but it just takes so long for them to upload and tag those items. Eventually, though, our goal is to reach the end user. So someone who's shopping on Poshmark, someone who's selling on Poshmark. Details to come in 2 years, but that is our eventual goal. But right now, really focusing on these small, these SMBs to help serve their needs while making secondhand easier for their customers.
I appreciate that. And I like the focus on the business for these individual shops. I think something else that's really interesting, a huge benefit, is the audience that they can reach, of course, from a small shop perspective, and the staff time that is going to be cut so significantly by using a software like this. So more so, it's not only allowing folks to engage more deeply with their communities, but reach beyond their communities, and the business of thrift inherently becomes more sustainable. So what does the secondhand marketplace look like as it stands? Where do you see it going?
Okay, so there's brick and mortar, there's hybrid brick and mortar and online, there's online only. And now there's startups that help facilitate like the buyer side of the equation, and startups that help facilitate the seller side of the equation. We want to be like really squarely in the middle, facilitating both buyer and seller, and engaging with all of these different kinds of secondhand stores. It's growing really rapidly in terms of just numbers. The stats vary, but secondhand shopping is growing 11 to 20 times faster than regular retail shopping for clothing. So more people are doing it because obviously the environmental imperative, and then also the financial incentive. So I see it growing really quickly, and us just helping facilitate that growth and helping people and businesses really keep up with that growth.
Thank you, Zara. Thank you. I'm really excited to see this software roll out.
Yay, me too. Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.